everyone, and welcome to Rewatchable number 138. This is our Buffy intro episode. Yay! I'm Karen, and today I'm joined by most of the team for this round. We've got Selena, Natalie, Caitlin, Brittany, and Kristen. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Before we get into our breakdown for the intro episode, let me remind you of our contact information. You can reach us on our email at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Twitter is @re_watchable. This post on hypeable.com and any posts where we write about Buffy, which hopefully we'll be doing over the next year and a half, roughly, of this podcast. And our Tumblr, rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. And for those of you who usually join us here, we will continue doing fun facts, but we're going to do them with our introductions this week, and then we'll go back to doing them before our synopses. So we're saying hi to Buffy today. And for those of you who haven't joined us before, this is Rewatchable, where we break down old TV shows that either have been canceled or are just finished. And we get half of us as newbies, people who haven't seen the show before, have seen very few episodes, and the other half, which are super fans, which have seen the series at least once, if not multiple times, and are just huge fans of it. And obviously, we are here to do Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is kind of a big deal. People have been asking us for this since the beginning of Rewatchable, way back when we did Firefly. So I think, needless to say, we're all very excited. So we're just going to jump right into introductions, and I'll go first to kind of kick it off. My name is Karen. I do a lot of things around Hypeable, but mostly I am one of three copy editors, and I also cover Teen Wolf and Percy Jackson pretty regularly on top of writing features and helping with other things. Other podcasts I'm on include Onceable for Once Upon a Time Book Hype, where we cover book news and do book club reviews. And Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. Why did I almost forget that one? That's like the most important one. Where
Thanks.
We cover Teen Wolf, yes, with Natalie. So that's pretty cool. I am a super fan of Buffy, which is exciting. It's been a little while since I've been a super fan of something that I'm really, really into, and I love Buffy. I love this show because I think it stands the test of time in terms of storytelling and characters, and I just think overall it's a really well-written show, and I love genre shows, and I think they do a good job of giving you a little bit of everything when it comes to the monsters that Buffy comes up against. So my all-time favorite show, as many of you know, is Charmed. But Buffy is
that was like such an anticlimax. Sorry. I was like, it's my all-time favorite show. Oh, it's not.
It's Charmed, and Buffy is very similar in a lot of ways. So this is the next best thing, because I couldn't quite talk everyone into letting me do Charmed first, so we had to hit Buffy first.
So this is your consolation prize, everyone.
It is.
Congratulations.
Yeah, if we did Charmed, like, no offense, but I might just be like, it's okay. Someone else can do it.
Oh.
It's fine. I don't even know if I'd come on as a newbie for Charmed. No
that
offense.
Makes me so sad. No offense. Okay. Whatever.
Maybe I'd do
no
it for
offense,
you.
Just offended your show.
just for you. Just for you. I don't know. I've never heard anything about it except for that they wear halter tops and that's it.
Like, actually.
The famous crocheted halter top picture. That's all anybody ever knows about Charmed.
That's all I know. So I don't know. You would have to pique my interest before I committed to it.
Okay, I'll work on that. My fun fact for the week, what is my fun fact? I'm looking around my room. I just signed up for an app called Complete Set, where I can keep track of all of my Funkos and put Funkos on my wish list.
Oh, God.
83 Funkos
she made-
on my wish list.
She made me sign up too,
yeah.
And it's addicting. We spent at least an hour scrolling through Funkos last night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be like Beanie Babies, and in 10 yeah. years you're going to be like, what the fuck am I going to do with all of these Funkos?
I just like to look at them.
Yeah.
What the funk?
So
I'm here
for
the puns, everyone, just so you know.
Yeah. And, you know, now that we're doing Buffy, and it's been a little while since I've seen the show, But now that we're getting back into it, and I'm sure I'm going to fall in love with it all over again, I'm probably going to have to get all the Buffy Funkos. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there Buffy Funkos? Have they done a run of them yet?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there are. And they're awesome.
All right.
And what am I looking forward to on this podcast? I think, honestly, like newbie reactions. I'm very curious how the newbies are going to take Buffy because it is a little bit older and in some places it is a little dated, which I know I've brought up in a couple of different places before, like the clothes and sometimes the way they talk and everything. But I still think it's brilliant and I hope that the newbies find it endearing rather than jarring. But yeah, so that's me in a nutshell. And we will go through the super fans first. So the four super fans, me, Selena, Natalie, and Caitlin. Selena, why don't you go next?
Sure. Well, my name is Selena. I've been with Hyperbole since almost the very beginning. And I was on the very first rewatchable we did for Firefly back when we first launched the podcast. And we were all like, let's do Buffy. And then we all kind of looked at each other and went, nah, seven seasons, really? But here we are, ready to embark on this amazing journey. I, unlike Karen, this is actually my favorite show of all time. So just so you know. I guess just in terms of what I can bring to the show and what I'm most looking forward to, there's not one single episode I'm not looking forward to talking about. And I promise, like, whatever happens, I will have something positive to say about the episode. Because really, Buffy is just, for me, something special. And even the more, when you look back on it and you think, oh, that's kind of silly or, oh, that's kind of dumb. Like, it all makes sense to me, at least. So I will be excited to see what the newbies have to say. I also do Hype. By the way, Hypeable.com's podcast about entertainment news. And we did myself, Karen, Natalie, and Caitlin. We were all on the episode that we did all about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So if you've watched the show before and you're listening to this podcast wondering what our thoughts are about specific developments, yeah, I would recommend checking that out because obviously we can't talk about it on here. I mean, really why I love the show, we'll get into that over the next 10 years or however long this podcast is going to take us, so you'll hear a lot about that. But I think it's one of those shows that hold up in terms of storylines and in terms of character development and in terms of just watchability and enjoyment. So I mean, there's nothing specific I can say except just I hope that the newbies like it as much as half as much as I do. 10% of how much I do. And fun fact, I guess just, you know, for anyone out there like Natalie who might think that Denmark is dominated by Sweden, I can tell you a fun fact that we are in fact not. We are very much autonomous.
I just heard this from a Danish person. I know you have your own language as well as Swedish. I just heard that you guys have to learn Swedish in school. As well as Danish. I know that you guys speak your own language and that you are your own country. But I heard from a Danish teen that they had to do a lot of study of Swedish because Swedish is so close to you and predominant and bigger.
Some do. We actually have, this is your fun fact. In Denmark, we have Swedish TV, but it's dubbed with Danish voices over it. So you'll have like Pippi Longstocking, but it'll be like with Danish voices explaining what the kids are saying. It's not interesting to anyone. There you go. And, you know, Pippi Longstocking, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, there's a connection there. So there you go.
Mm. Yeah, look out for a Pippi Longstocking reference somewhere along this seven season journey because it's in there. There's a reference to pretty much anything you can ever think of in there, which is why I recommended that that one website, which I will get either I'll talk about or Karen can talk about maybe when we finish all of our things. So sorry, Selena, did you want to finish your bit?
I think I'm done.
Well, yeah, because I sort of started talking too much. I am Natalie. If you didn't listen to the Avatar run of Rewatchable, that was the first one I was on. So Avatar The Last Airbender and then coming back for the Avatar Legend of Korra. But I haven't been on any other Rewatchables. However, I am on other podcasts with Hyperbole. I am on Not Another Teen Wolf podcast with Karen. And that's it at the moment, I think, actually. Is it just the two? Yeah, because I got into Hyperbole. I joined Hyperbole through doing Glee Chat, but obviously Glee is gone now, RIP, probably for the best, but yeah. Buffy is – I also am currently one of the features writers for Hyperbole, so I just do a weekly original feature about, you know, whatever I feel like or whatever's coming up. Currently I'm working on one about Star Wars, which I have never seen before this week. And but I'll be also doing the Buffy, most of the Buffy features that we do surrounding this podcast. So quizzes about Buffy and, you know, opinion articles about where we're, you know, various turns in the show. So if you've got any ideas for feature articles that you might like to see, you know, us tackle in written form as opposed to podcast form, we can put those up on Hyperbole to kind of coincide with our very long run of Buffy.
Are they all going to be spoiler free?
No, they can't be. That's the thing. They literally can't be. I'm going to do a quiz for each season, kind of when we reach the end of each season, but I don't know. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, so we're going to have some features that the newbies can't read. But, you know, if you're a Buffy fan, or if you're a newbie and big questions are coming up, basically, that, you know, you're looking at from a fresh perspective, that's something we can tackle as well. Fun fact. Fun fact about the obviously I'm a super fan. And Buffy is one of my very favorite shows of all time. I would say it's my first favorite show. It's the first show that I ever like really went totally crazy over and was obsessed with. And I'd say that, you know, there's a lot of good television that comes and goes, but I haven't sort of hung on to anything for as long as I've hung on to Buffy. And I don't know if in another 10 years it'll become my favorite, still be my number one favorite show ever. But especially after this run, I'm curious to see how it holds up for me. But it's certainly a very, very big deal. Fun fact. At my first Comic-Con, which was pre-Hyperbole, my first San Diego Comic-Con, I watched a very fan-favorite episode of Buffy that gets a big screening in Hall H.
I love making jokes that the newbies won't get. This is going to be great.
and it was really, really big. It was in Hall H, and it had never been in Hall H before. And it was very exciting. And at the beginning, they gave us all those little monster finger puppets that go grr arg. Oh, cool. So, which again, the newbies don't understand at all. But
they will very soon.
You will. And so that was fun. And you know, everyone joined in. Without, you know, being too spoilery. Are we going to be asking them in this episode what they know about Buffy so far, or would that be spoiling, would they be spoiling each other by doing that?
We're going to ask without having them reveal. I mean, I don't think any of them know, like, major plot points, but we're just going to see how many episodes they may have seen over the years, et cetera, et
cetera. Okay, what I'm looking forward to, I don't know, so many things, like so many random guest stars that like you're going to be like, oh my God, what, why are they here? all sorts of, why are you laughing?
No, I was just remembering.
I'm going to be curious if they get really sucked in or if they are really like, if there's a level of distance, which, because it was, not really the same as watching it back then, but I'm really curious about that and all of that kind of thing.
I mean, honestly, it's very easy to, I think, look at Buffy with sort of very skeptical eyes, like, oh, that's so silly, blah, blah, blah. But I think people here like are big enough TV fans to sort of be able to look beyond that and enjoy the story. You know, at least that's what I'm hoping for, and listeners as well, because It is an older show, like you said, but I mean, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing how it holds up for me personally as well, because in very recent years, as some of you know, I've had massive problems with how Joss Whedon has approached his work. And I'm curious to see whether that kind of is reflected in how I view Buffy, or if it kind of was the quality that I thought it was at the time, and it's just that stuff's happened recently that I don't necessarily approve of. So I'm really curious about that as well. And I'm looking forward to, like, crying and stuff. So that's good.
Okay. And laughing. Yes, lots of laughing. Caitlin, do you want to round out the super fans?
Sure. I'm Caitlin. I am our last super fan. I had to write down the list of shows that I cover for Hypeable because there are so many of them.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I cover Arrow and The Flash, Supernatural, Supergirl. I will be covering Legends of Tomorrow when it premieres. And in the summer, I cover Wayward Pines, which just got renewed for a second season. so there's another one. On Hypeable, I am also a co-host on Hero Hype with Danya, who has been on Rewatchable before. I have been on Rewatchable since the very beginning.
Woo!
And have been on every single one since the beginning. And I was on the last bit of Glee Chat with Natalie before that RIP Glee.
In 10 years, we'll do Glee on Rewatchable. How about
that? Yes!
What? I don't know if I can handle that, guys.
It'll be amazing. Don't lie. In 10 years, we'll
I love how you think we'll still be doing this in 10 years.
We'll still be doing
Buffy in 10 years, I feel like.
Yeah.
Can we just take a moment and hold hands and give thanks for the fact that Glee ended before Hamilton came out?
Wow.
There you go. See? Just be grateful. Just be so grateful, because I don't even want to know, like, what would happen there. But, yeah.
Schuster would try wrapping it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway,
let's move on.
The Hamilton talk didn't take very long into the episode.
Look, mark it down.
Exactly. My fun fact, the one piece of Buffy merchandise that I do own is the Buffy Funko. So she's hanging out on my desk with the Winchester brothers. So I've got like Demon Slayers like all over my desk. So that's cool.
Selena, I'm sorry. Selena, did you ever find your shirt?
I still haven't found it yet. Desperately looking for it. I don't know what's happened to it. I do have some Buffy books though, so that's my merch.
So sad. Okay, sorry. That was a concern when we recorded the Hype special. She couldn't find her shirt, and
I was gonna call it all off, guys. I wasn't even gonna be on the show. I was just like, it's not good enough. I couldn't find my steak that I made when I was younger.
Oh my god! Is that real, Selena? Seriously?
It's true. The rumors are true. I was 13 and I thought Buffy was really cool and I wanted to go hunt vampires, and you need a steak for that. I mean, it's not my fault.
I had nearly an exact pair. At one point she wears these vinyl, like red vinyl, like kind of snake skin, dark maroon flared like pants with a black tank top. And I had that exact outfit.
Yeah.
I had
those pants. See?
The 90s! Yay! Okay. Sorry, Caitlin, please.
Should I leave the room? Do you guys need a little more time? Or can I actually speak?
I feel like we'll all have an episode where we get out our knives and we start whittling steaks while we talk. It'll be great. We'll do a video. I'll do like an instructional. Okay, no, never mind.
Derailing. Caitlin, please shut us up.
Why I love the show. I love the show because Buffy is kind of one of the first big shows that a lot of the modern sci-fi fantasy shows borrow so heavily from. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the grandmother, I guess, of so much that we're watching on TV now. So that kind of dovetails into what I'm looking forward to, which is seeing how the newbies react to things that they have seen in other shows that actually are borrowed from Buffy. Mm-hmm. So seeing it in the original context and being like, oh, I've seen that before. Because sometimes it's when you've seen something a million times and then you see where it comes from, it kind of loses its impact. So I'll be interested to see how our newbies react to that. But yeah, Buffy, and I'm also looking forward to having my heart pulled out of my chest and stomped on repeatedly, because, you know,
I'm pretty sure
go Buffy.
That's, yeah, that's a quote.
Okay. Are you done? I just want to make sure.
I'm done.
Okay. Sorry for cutting you off so much. We just got very excited there for a minute. Okay, so into our newbies. Unfortunately, Ariana and Mitch could not join us today for various reasons, but we will input their intros here, you know, magical sparkly sound effects.
Hi friends, my name is Ariana, and I'm sorry I could not be there today to enjoy in the funness of everybody getting together, but let me see now. I have to do these discussion points that Karen told me to do, and I have to listen to Karen because she's the boss. So, tell everyone your name. Well, I just did. My name is Ariana. It's spelled like Ariana, but it is not pronounced like Ariana because I am not a pirate or a pop star. What do you do for Hypable? I write feature articles on different things like, oh, the one I'm writing this week called Everything I Know About Buffy. I learned from my crazy college roommates, which is a true story. You should look it up. How exciting. I know you are enthralled by my facts. Next, what do you do for Rewatchable? Well, I'm Rewatchable. I am the token minority. Just kidding. Sort of. I do the docs for Rewatchable, so get excited. You don't get to see them, but people on Rewatchable do. I am a newbie. I've been a newbie every single time, except for Firefly, because I was not on that. I would have been a super fan for that, but I did not exist yet. But I have been a newbie for Veronica Mars and Pushing Daisies, That Hot Mess, and Freaks and Geeks, and Avatar and Korra. Babes. How much do I know about the show? Well, you can find out if you read my article that's coming out this week. Plug. But I've only seen one episode. My college roommates made me watch it. It's the musical episode. It was very weird. Allison Hannigan has sex in the woods, and then she starts singing or something like that. I did not quite understand, but I'm sure I will someday, soon in the future. What fun facts? I'm a direct descendant of Montezuma, and that was relevant a few months ago during an episode of Rewatchable for Avatar. So that is exciting. What am I looking forward to, etc. in order? Karen, Selena, Natalie. Oh, no, those are just names. I am looking forward to all of those people, though. I'm really excited for this group. It should be really fun. I love all of these people, most especially everyone, including me. I'm great, so you guys get excited. And now you're probably going to hear from Mitchell. No, who's next? Who's next up? Oh, Brittany. Oh, Brittany's a doll. Okay, take it away, Brittany.
Hi, I'm Brittany. I'm not going to ruin Buffy like I ruined Korra for the general audience.
Oh my god, what if she hates Buffy? She's going to hate Buffy, and then she's going to just, every episode she's going to like, why is Buffy doing this? And then everyone will kill her.
Well, now that I know that Selena has a stake, I'm definitely not going to bash her too hard. Yeah, so I am a newbie again. I was a newbie for a year and a half with a short little break for Freaks and Geeks where I was a super fan. But let's be real, no one cared about Freaks and Geeks, so it didn't matter. Yeah, so Hypable, what do I do on Hypable? I talk to Karen a lot because I'm also on Onceable and Book Hype podcasts. And today I'm making my debut on Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. Never thought that would happen. It's happening.
She's never seen the show, so that's going to be good.
So those are my podcasts. I cover Once Upon a Time, The Leftovers, I'm going in order of days, American Horror Story, Girls, Looking, even though it only has a movie left. What else do I cover? Grey's Anatomy. And is that it? That might be it. And I did Hannibal, which was an experience. If you go back and listen to past Rewatchable episodes, you'll see what that experience was like.
And Elementary, rip. Elementary coverage, yeah, on Hypable.
Elementary, when they send us exclusives nearly every week, but not the actual show anymore. But I did cover it, so you can go back and read some awesome stuff that I did for that. Yeah, so that's what I do for Hypeable, and then I kind of write about, I contribute to every single group article because I feel obligated to, even though I don't have the time. I'm a newbie, like I said. Do I know anything about the show? No. I just read a National Geographic article about 6 ways to stop a vampire, so I feel like I'm in pretty good shape to approach how accurate this show will be. Because if National Geographic reported it, it's probably true.
Is that what National Geographic have turned to now that Fox owns them? How to stop vampires? Like, I mean, is this what's happening?
It sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, well, it was posted in 2010 during the Twilight craze, so.
Well, maybe, you know.
But, you know, I don't see how it could be outdated. Fun fact. Caitlin sent me a really awesome Hamilton canvas that is just like the coolest thing in the world because she was my secret Santa. So there's some more Hamilton for you.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Hopefully. And she's never seen or listened to it. So I felt I was surprised that she went in that direction.
Yeah. Just, I mean, Kristen and Selena, I mean, you may or may not be aware of this, but like the run of the last run of Rewatchable was like 35% Hamilton discussion, like 65% actual Legend of Korra discussion, 35% Hamilton discussion. So just so you're prepared, I'm not sure if that's stopping anytime soon.
I'm probably going to, like, just keep talking about Buffy through all of that. Like, just be prepared for two random, unconnected conversations going on.
If a day passed in our apartment where Karen did not show me a Hamilton-related video, I think life would cease to exist. So trust me, I'm well aware that Hamilton is everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, so... what I'm looking forward to actually watching this show. I've literally never seen a single second of this series. Wow. So, I'm looking forward to watching
any random episode with friends or anything.
No, ever. No one. I even like when we picked Buffy, I was like, someone had to have watched this and none of my friends have ever watched it either.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, I'm like really looking forward to seeing how you guys fit, because when we get into that, I always feel like when people haven't watched Buffy, like you must know. Like I feel like you must know something because it's so entrenched. But it's so entrenched in pop culture and the references are everywhere. And if you've ever read like any of my articles on Hypeable, which you may not have done, like there will probably be a Buffy reference in there. So I feel like. When
but
we
I
get
feel
into
like
it.
I just, I might just not notice.
Yeah,
because I don't
exactly.
Know they're coming
but then you'll see something happening. You'll be like, oh, wait a sec. Like, this sparks something. That'll be interesting to see if that happens.
I bet there are phrases, the dialogue as well. I bet there are phrases that you use, not just you've heard used. I bet there are things that you yourself have said that you've picked up from other people that originated in Buffy, that you just thought were a funny thing that people say, if you know what I mean, that come from the Buffy script. I 100% guarantee it.
Yeah,
so
that's very possible.
It'd be interesting to see, yeah.
I mean, I've been watching a lot of Dick Van Dyke stuff recently. It's his birthday's tomorrow, and I'm noticing a lot of old, like, things that happened that are, like, standard now. So it'll be cool
this is where that comes from.
To go back and see that. And I guess that's a wrap. On me. I promise to try and not hate it so much. I don't think I will,
Even if you do, I mean, we'll get into it. I feel like that'll be really fun to talk about because there's a lot of stuff we can get into and discuss it more critically.
I did not like Korra.
I mean,
it made Natalie laugh, if that's a consolation prize.
I was happy to
Natalie. Oh,
there's good things and bad things about every character, and it's perfectly okay if there's people you don't like. Just so you know, I won't actually come after you.
Okay, awesome. As for my time on Rewatchable, I joined for Pushing Daisies, again, another show no one wants to revisit or talk about that happened. I joined there, and then I did Avatar as a newbie, Freaks and Geeks as a superfan, and then Korra as a newbie. And now I'm back.
Hey there, Buffy fans and newbies. I am a newbie. My name is Mitch Clow, and I am writing in via my voice. Does that count? Because I was not able to attend the intro, much like the outro for Korra. But you might have known me from the Korra, Atla, Veronica Mars, Pushing Daisy podcasts of rewatchable pasts. Kind of funny that both me and Adiana, the other doc writer, weren't able to be on here. Because honestly, a lot of time, it feels like on the podcast, we're able to get a lot of our voices in by written word, not by voice. Because it's tough. It's tough when you have, you know, four people vying for the spotlight to get their favorite scene, their favorite thing in. Talking about their favorite ship, hashtag Zutara, 5 Eva. And you can expect me, as I was teasing in the Korra finale, to have a very big, very important, very good ship coming on in Buffy. I'm not going to say this is the next Zutara, but this is the next Zutara. And I'm also really excited, too, because I know that we're going to see a couple of characters, namely one involved in my ship, this might spoil who the ship is, that are from Veronica Mars. And I remember this from back when we were doing Veronica Mars and Caitlin and Marama. We were really excited when we would talk about, like, a character being, like, the opposite of the Buffy character or whatever. I have to admit, I actually did watch season one of Buffy. It's not like I watched the good things, though, so I still have a lot good to come, and maybe a couple of season two. So I guess I'm like, I don't know, like I dipped my toe in like the superfan pool, but I wouldn't exactly say I'm quite to that standard yet. Okay, well, if you want to follow me on Twitter for the duration of this rewatchable podcast, my handle is @MitchClow, and my last name is Clow, just like it sounds. Alrighty, well, I'll see you for an upcoming episode of our Buffy recap. We'll catch you then.
Our last newbie is Kristen, and bonus fact, Kristen is my actual real-life roommate, so I'm looking forward to bringing you guys all kinds of inside jokes and embarrassing stories of her watching the show for the first time. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. That's how we're doing this? All right. I'll start taking video of you watching Scandal, and we will have... It'll be even.
That's true, actually.
I ever watched something with Karen, I was surprised at the fact that she actually, like, I think she, like, literally pulled her shirt up over her face, like, no, like, in front of them, like, she was very emotionally overwhelmed in a very physically reactionary way, in a way that people I usually watch television with are not, and that was amusing to me. So videos, please, yes.
Okay. Karen and I watch TV very similarly. There's a lot of yelling and upset. Yeah, we've paused things to have a moment to reflect before. So, it'll be funny, I'm sure. But hi, everyone. I'm Kristen. I cover the originals, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and How to Get Away with Murder for Hypeable, in addition to being on Once Bowl. And I guest on pretty much every podcast here and there. I like to fill in. So you'll hear me around quite a bit. I've guested on like Book Hype and Hype and Hero Hype just a couple weeks ago. So
yeah, you'll be on Hype next week, I think.
Yes. And fun. I will be on next week's episode of Hype too. So that'll be fun. I am a newbie, but I do know a few things. This is kind of a fun fact. I actually have my Bachelor of Arts and my major was pop culture. Which that program is only available at like one school in the United States. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was really a great program and a lot of fun. But we did watch a Buffy episode here or there. And I also tried to begin this series once and I watched like 4 or 5 episodes and then got overloaded with work and life stuff and I fell off of it. So I've seen the first couple of episodes, like maybe 2 or 3, but I don't really remember very much because it was a couple of years ago. And I know I've seen the episode from the middle of the show's run that has something to do with a robot, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody else or for Brittany. But I've seen that one, like
all
four
the ones
times.
Who have seen. Okay. Because
which one? Selena, do you know which one she means?
I don't want to say.
I don't want to imply that there are several episodes involving robots, but I don't know which one she means.
Well, this is a very specific robot. And
I just want to say when robots came into Korra is when I fell off. So this is not a good sign.
But I mean, I've seen that episode like three times. So besides that, I don't really know a lot about Buffy. I am really, really excited about it because my first year at Comic-Con, I went to a solely Joss Whedon panel where he literally just stood on the stage and took questions the entire time from the audience. And this was like an hour and a half because it was the last panel of the day. So nobody really stopped him. I was there. This was just after Avengers came out, the first one. And so I was expecting a whole lot of Avengers questions.
And it was all Buffy?
It was all Buffy.
Of course
like,
it was.
I'm not so many Buffy questions. And I didn't know what I was listening to or what people were talking about for the most part. So a lot of it went over my head, but he was so animated about it and the fans were so diehard about it that it made me want to know more about this Buffy. And had I, you know, had more time, I would have rewatched it at that moment. I'm glad I didn't because now I get to do it with all of you. So I've always really wanted to watch Buffy. So I'm excited to get to do it with everybody. Let's see. Fun fact. I have an obsession with the character Sven from Frozen, and I will buy and cherish just about anything that has to do with Sven.
You
it's
say
kind
the character
of random.
Sven, you mean the reindeer?
Yes, yes, the reindeer.
Okay.
I love him and everything about him, and it's unnatural. I have all of the stuffed animals I think that they've made so far. I have Christmas ornaments and Funkos, of course. But yeah, no, I love him a lot. And so, you know, there's that. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. It's a little snapshot as to what is Kristen. And hopefully Buffy will be... I mean, I've seen a lot of vampire shows and a lot of vampire-ness because I used to do Vampire Hive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I cover Vampire Diaries a little and originals all the time, so I'm no newbie to the vampire genre, so hopefully this show will show me where a lot of it began.
Oh my god, Kristen, I've spoiled everything for you on that Vampire Hive. I'm so sorry. And
I don't remember half of it, so don't worry
about it. I compared Vampire Diaries to Buffy every single episode of that show, and I kept going, Vampire Diaries is awful, Buffy was so much better, and this is terrible, and Buffy is good. No wonder we quit that show. Jesus, it was so negative.
Okay, so as people who are used to rewatchable know, we each have our own jobs on this podcast because it's kind of intense and there are a lot of things to do. I am the evil overlord. I usually organize everything, and I get a lot of help from everybody, which is really awesome. Caitlin and Brittany are sort of the core group with me, and Caitlin is, of course, hashtag Team Caitlin's schedule, where she tells us when we're recording and makes sure that everybody kind of gets an equal chance on the podcast. So without her, we wouldn't be recording at all, basically. And then Brittany is the genius behind our social media. So 90% of the tweets and posts on Tumblr and Twitter are from her. And you'll notice sometimes she uses GIFs that she doesn't understand, but it's all good. We don't mind.
I just try to make them make sense in context.
How do you find them? I don't understand how you find them. Are you like laughing Buffy GIF, or do you have like files of different reactions like categorized and stuff?
No, I try to like search in the most non-spoilery way. So this is my second show, well, third if you count Avatar, where I'm running the social media and as a newbie. So I've kind of mastered how to find GIFs and images and quotes and things without spoiling anything.
I
got spoiled for Korra on one thing, and it really wasn't a big spoiler, but I was just waiting.
What was
for
it?
It was when Bolin met Zuko, and I thought
and you yeah yeah
than
yeah
it was, but that was literally the only thing I've ever gotten spoiled on by running, and including running a Tumblr. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask, how are you guys planning on avoiding being spoiled? Because I feel like once you know what you're looking for, you'll start to see the references much more obviously. And I know that, I mean, I guess all of us will stop tweeting like, oh my God, do you remember when that happened? I hated that or whatever.
But I mean,
by all of us, you,
the newbies,
you, oh, yeah. Tweet about Buffy a lot.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, I rewatched Buffy earlier this year, and I felt like I tweeted out everything that happened. So again, it must be somewhere in your brain. But I mean, yeah. Do you have any strategies? Are you gonna try really hard to avoid spoilers? Or are you kind of like more relaxed about it? Or
I mean, I'm the one who's actively checking it all the time, and our listeners are really, really, like, they are incredible about not spoiling anything or putting, like,
yeah.
Don't watch this, but they'll send, like, a video or something, and they'll be like, please do not watch this, and then I'll just pass
it on. Super fans, watch this, you know, Brittany, don't watch this.
Like, yeah, they're really good about that, including comments on the posts and everything like that, so I haven't had a problem in that regard, but, like, you know, if someone on my Twitter feed, like, not related to the podcast is rewatching Buffy and live tweeting it, I can just mute them. Like, it's not going to make or break it. The biggest thing is I usually have to wait until after the first season of a show to really start digging into Tumblr and be very careful with tags. So that's the hardest thing to start with. With Avatar, we started the Tumblr towards the end of Avatar, so I was pretty good there, and then I just didn't look at anything that had to do with Korra, so during Korra, I just reblogged a bunch of Avatar stuff because I was still going through withdrawal, even though I was still in the Avatar universe. So that also might happen. The Tumblr is usually, like, a combination of all the past shows, so I have plenty to work with on that.
I can't wait for you to get to the point where you find out the first Buffy gif you ever used and where that fits in the show, because it's a wild ride.
I know, you commented that it's from, like, season 7.
And Sorry.
I thought that the quote just made perfect sense in this moment, because I just overhauled
all of them. See, how do you find that? How do you find, like, the quote, you want the right quote? How do you find that?
I don't know, actually, what was the quote?
How did you Google that?
Like, how did you find something evil, like burning something or gluing things together? I don't know. I think I was just like, change Buffy gif. And then it was like, okay, that actually works, because I just changed all of the art and someone left me alone on all the accounts this morning.
But you'll be spoiled for the quotes. I don't like it.
Well, I mean, I can't live in a bubble. Okay. 2015. Can't do it. But
in 2016, you gotta stop.
In 2016, I'm just gonna get off the internet and only record this podcast.
Perfect. That would be unfortunate, because we need you to be on the internet to do our social media, but you know. Okay, so then next we have, well, Selena and I will be your hosts, which is exciting. I don't know if I've been, like, the main host of a rewatchable before, but Selena, you were for Firefly, weren't you?
I must have been. I mean, I started it, so I think I would have wanted to be a host. I think I was, but I think then, at that time we did it a little bit differently than you guys
was
do
now. Everyone here on Firefly? Brittany, were you?
No, I wasn't even on Hypeable until the end of Veronica Mars.
Really?
I've only been in Hypeable for 2 years.
No way.
Yeah, I started, I'm in my third year, but
I'm always wondering why I didn't, like, adopt you sooner, and that's probably why.
That, in the grand scheme of things, that long. Like, I joined Hypeable, I think there was a month or two left of Veronica Mars on Rewatchable.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sorry.
Yeah, I think Selena, Caitlin, and I were the original, like, we were the only three that were on Firefly.
Mm-hmm. Not Karen.
I was.
Not Karen. Karen, were you on?
Yes, I was.
How do I not remember that? It was back before we were really friends.
That's so. Okay. I can never remember, like, what other rewatchable shows you've done, including, like, recent ones, so I will not take offense to that.
I've only done Firefly and Freaks and Geeks.
But, like, Freaks and Geeks was so recently, and I still, like, I've mentally blocked you. I can't remember you being on that. I'm sorry. I mean,
that's how well Freaks and Geeks went.
Such good friends.
Freaks and Geeks was rough, man. But we have a new thing going this round, too, which is that I've given all of the feature power to Natalie, because She's really good at it, and I didn't want to stress about it anymore. So she will be taking care of all our tie-in feature ideas. So any quizzes, articles, opinion pieces going up on Hypeable are Natalie's fault.
Yeah, let's say I'm not going to necessarily write every single word of everyone. Some might be compilation pieces, or some might be like Ariana has an opinion on something, but she will come to me and we'll work it out together, and I will be in charge of making all of the features happen, basically. So that's going to be fun, I think. I just want to give this a shout out right now, seeing as it's appropriate. One of the big resources I'm going to be using for that, which both newbies and super fans might want to check out, is this very, very, very old fan site called BuffyGuide.com. And it's like, for Cora, we had our quotes and our favorite scenes, and we used like a website that had transcripts for that. And we've got a website that's got transcripts for Buffy, but there's also an episode guide on this website, BuffyGuide.com. They don't have full transcripts, but let me tell you the different categories of things they have. So anyone who listens to our show, go on and read the episode guides after you watch the episodes, because they've got some really, really, really good stuff. Like, they've got synopsis, basic, but they've also got, like, they've got records, basically, of all of these different categories, like Monster Vision, like what supernatural things appeared in that episode, Dialogue to Die For, which is, like, favorite quotes, Dialogue to Bury, which is, like, worst quotes, references, so, like, if there's, like, a pop culture reference, it breaks it down and explains it for you. For example, there's probably one about Pippi Longstocking, as Selena and I mentioned earlier. Notes, so it's just like, hey, pay attention to this, the continuity, or, you know, like whatever, or like little bits of factual canon that are important. And then the music, because Buffy is massively dependent on like music. It like showcased a lot of like current artists at the time, or smaller artists. And it has like a record of the songs used in each episode. So it's a super, super thorough resource for all different categories about each episode. And I heavily suggest using it. It's a super old site. It's super clunky. It takes a second to load each page, but it's worth it. So I'm going to be using that to like pull stuff for features, I think, quite a lot. So you guys should all get in on that too.
And if anyone has any ideas for things we want to discuss or anything, send them to the usual places or to Natalie directly, and we will take care of that and see what we can do, because we have a long time with Buffy, so hopefully we'll get to write a lot of really cool things. I also want to give a shout out to Ariana and Mitch, who are not here, like we said, but they will both be doing the doc, which I know everyone is very excited about, because they're both completely ridiculous when they write our docs. So heads up, Selena, because the synopses they write are...
You need to pre-read. Like,
don't pre-read.
No, it's better if you don't pre-read. And especially, they're especially awesome because now they're both being written by newbies. And, Ariana's, they're so good. They're just so good.
Every time I don't pre-read, I literally stop in the middle of reading the synopsis and I was like, what is this? What have they done? Like, and I literally have to stop on air in the middle and have a breakdown. So, I mean, you know.
You can choose to pre-read the copy, but, you know.
I mean, I'm not editing, so even if it's super long, I don't have to worry about it, so.
True. And then that brings us to editors, who get the short end of the stick, and Kristen is doing it with me this round. So that's fun.
I will help out. I did 90% of last round.
Brittany's amazing. She helps so much. But Kristen, I think I still have to teach you how to edit, so that's fun.
Yeah, I've survived this long and like passed off the editing because
you did this also on Vampire Hive, and you were like, oh, but you were like, oh, who can edit this? I'm sorry, I don't know how.
Well, I always...
It's a good skill not to have.
I always liked doing the docs, so I would happily take on doc responsibilities, but I can't even compare it to Ariana. I tried during Freaks and Geeks. It was sad. So I didn't even want to begin to try this time, and I need to learn anyway. So Karen's going to be my fearless leader and teach me.
Mm-hmm. Evil Overlord. That's
yeah, same thing.
It's not super hard. It just depends how anal you are or not.
Yeah.
It depends how you do it, because some people do like edit points during the listening and don't listen back to the whole episode, but I always listen back to the whole episode and edit as I go, which is incredibly thorough but incredibly slow. So I've spent a lot of time scrolling Tumblr while doing it.
Yeah, that's the best way to edit podcasts is scroll.
I cut out the ums and I cut out the because I used to do that.
I used to do that with Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. I used to end up taking out 20 to 30 minutes of air purely from pauses and ums, and it would take me 8 hours to edit every episode. Yeah.
So, but the end result's very good.
Yeah, yeah. Way to not freak me out, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, this won't take you. We don't clean this that much. Don't worry. It won't take you that long.
Plus, after a few times, you'll be able to tell where certain things are and who is speaking based on the levels. Waves. I can always tell when Natalie's about to start and say "all right" before she jumps into her next point because it's very specific.
There's an inhale and you'll know what the looks like in sound waves as well. It's really crazy,
but you can catch on to everyone's little quirks in the.
So I will have the editing superpower by the time this is all done.
Yes. It's very meditative. It's very you get very wired in. It's definitely not a bad skill to learn. It just depends on how anal you are into how long it takes you, basically.
I think my most the hardest thing I did, tried to get so perfect is the intro fading out just as we're saying welcome to Rewatchable. Oh my gosh. That takes the longest, I think, out of everything.
Have we made a new intro for Buffy, with a song and stuff?
We have, and it's very exciting because it's so iconic, and I can't wait to listen to it every time. It's gonna be good. Okay, so we're gonna wrap up the little discussion area with just one last question. Super fans, anything you want to tease the newbies from the start without giving anything away, obviously?
Give it time. I think one thing we can sort of say about season one is many season ones, growing pains occur, and you might, if you have sort of a hang up about a character or a something, just give it time because the characters do change and evolve and learn from their mistakes through the show. And I think that's when you look back on it, when we get to the end in 20 years, you'll look back on season one and you'll go, okay, well, maybe I want to watch it again. And now that I know what I didn't know at the time. So, don't get hung up. If you can avoid getting hung up in the little things at first, that would probably increase your viewing experience. That's pretty much all you can say. I hope you find fun in the show, and I hope you find the character development enjoyable as well, because that's the thing I love most, is how consistent it all is.
There is basically something for everyone in this show. If you don't like a certain time period or something like that, there, it changes so much. Still remains itself. I think it still is. It doesn't totally be this is unrecognizable, but it's not like the Glee high school to New York shift where it was a complete tonal shift as well as location and, changing the boundaries of their own reality and stuff. But there is stuff for everyone. So if you're this, episodic high school drama isn't my jam, there's really something for everyone. It does actually change over time, and you'll always find pockets of it that you're mad into, basically.
Mm, and you'll find stuff that's stupid, because, with any show.
I want you to, I want to kind of spoil, not spoil, I want to mention a couple of guest stars. I'm not going to name them, but I just want to give a couple of hints to guest stars that are really just stuff for you to look out for and stuff like that. So, number one, this show was my first experience of another major, basically someone who's known, as a Joss Whedon lead for other stuff in a major, major way. And I never But this was my first experience of them, and it took a really long time for me to get my head around them being anything other than this.
Oh, God, so I still haven't.
And there is also, I assume you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And there is also at least one Academy Award winner who's a guest star, who definitely was not an Academy Award winner at the time and was a person who, given their back catalogue, I 100% never expected them to end up a revered actor, if you know what I mean. Like, I 100% thought that they would be, like have a really trash career forever, basically. But there's at least one person who is an Oscar winner who is in this show. So, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. This is fun. This is a fun game.
Have you got on.
I was going to say, I'm going to be on the hunt for that one the entire time I watch the show. Because if there's one thing I love, it's catching people, like, before they were huge. And so,
It's only a guest star. It's only one episode. And it is it's not the worst thing this person has ever done either. I've seen them do something else that was so excruciating that it is unbelievable to me that they are now an Oscar winner. Like, unbelievable.
I mean, Freaks and Geeks took a turn south, and that's pretty much what we focused on each week, was like, who guest starred on one episode this week? And then he goes off for like 50 minutes about the background of why the writer's strike was happening.
So Selena, do you have any of those, or Caitlin or Karen, any little casting hints?
I don't want to spoil anything. Like, I'm so worried, guys, that I'm going to, like, because I always reference Buffy. I realized through doing this show, I reference Buffy in everything I say, and I'm like, I keep having to cut myself off because I don't want to give anything away, because I really do feel like the more you know, even if it's just seeing pictures and reading quotes and all of that, like, when it happens in the episode, you're not going to appreciate it as much, so I'm not going to say anything.
Well, okay. You're already better than Mitch.
It's so good that Mitch is a newbie for this show, because
yes, I'm very excited Mitch is a newbie, because he would get right up to like saying the exact spoiler every week for something.
No.
Yeah, and he will probably spoil literally everything he's ever known about Buffy. So if he knows something big from an episode, or he knows that person dies, don't they? Like, if you know what I mean, like, he's gonna say it. So yeah, you might have to beat him into submission, Selena, or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I would just like to state for the record that you don't know if anyone dies in the show. There might not be any deaths.
I mean, you don't know. A lot
it's
of vampires.
A Joss show, so there probably will be, but you know,
some vampires, they get slayed, I think.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I assume.
Caitlin, do you have anything you wanna tease the newbies?
Get ready for some quality special effects in 90s fashion.
Yeah. That'd
be fun. It's very a joy. True. I'm not even kidding. It is a joy.
I honestly enjoy it.
I would have to say a lot of the effects on Buffy, like, it's not like effects on TV today are that much better. So
no, that's
I think
true.
They're okay.
Has anyone seen Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm most excited for the newbies to just see, like, actors that they know now that are big and have done other things, or maybe featured in, like, different shows or movies back then when maybe they weren't as big. And, you know, kind of like what you were talking about, Natalie, the guest stars and everything. I just think, like, that's so exciting to kind of see where a lot of them have originated, or the things that they're so well, like, their first big thing was Buffy. And now, you know, some of these guys are going to know them from other things and associate them with other properties, but we're all just like, Buffy.
there's one big character that I actually was thinking about recently that I'm like, oh, people know him from that now, not from Buffy. And I was like, oh, that's weird, because I've literally never seen that show. So
I mean, there's a couple of things. I think
of a few you might be referring to there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When I rewatched it earlier this year, and not going to talk too much about it, but my mom and my brother were watching it along with me, and my brother is a big fan of two other shows, like the main. I don't even know if I want to like say who the main characters are. I guess you guys know, but I'm not going to say. But anyway, two main shows that I've also watched and covered on Hypeable, two of the main characters of Buffy are, or actors have gone on to star in them, and they are very, very, very different than they were in Buffy. Well, it was Anthony Head and Allison Hannigan, so Merlin and How I Met Your Mother, and he's huge fans of both.
Oh, I forgot about her and How I Met Your Mother.
Right, and they're very, very, like, I will say he hates her character in How I Met Your Mother. He thinks she's terrible. He hates the acting. He hates everything. And obviously in Merlin, Anthony Head is a very different character than he is in Buffy. Yeah. And he also really hates him in Merlin. So he went in with that. He called them by their – he called him Uther and he called her Lily. And it was driving me mad because I was like, how dare you? That's not her name.
Totally forgot that she's like super famous for that. Like, I've never seen it.
But the thing that was so fun to see is that as we went on in the show, he began to know them as their characters. And that's another thing that would be so fun to see is that these actors commit, like they are the characters. That's one of the reasons why the characters are so believable, is because they are 100% the character that they're playing. And it does sort of erase what you know about them from other things, because you're just like, well, how is this person become Lily? Because she is this person, and she's so different, and it's so complete, and it's so great, and it's so committed. And I think whatever Joss Whedon did with those actors, worked with them to develop their roles, is something that other TV shows today are not doing, and it's such a shame because it makes all the difference in the world.
Aside from Seth Green and maybe Sarah Michelle Gellar in Cruel Intentions, which is I can't remember if I saw that before I started watching Buffy or not. Those two people are the only people that I knew outside of the show. I guarantee that every other single person in the show, the first time I saw them was on Buffy, and then anything since then, it's been, you know, post-Buffy. But I was thinking about the person I was talking about was David Boreanaz, like in Bones. But I have not seen that show, and I was like, oh, people really know him from that and not from this anymore. But every single person is going to be, I knew them from Buffy first, and that will always be, and it will be weird to have people watch it not with that perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
All right. So let's wrap this up and get into feedback. But before we do that, just going to remind everyone of our contact information once again. But remember, we are a spoiler-free podcast, so that does mean don't spoil anything for the newbies. If you want to send spoilers to superfans, we will have somebody checking the email account. Just make sure you put in the subject spoilers. In all caps, if you feel the need to, just so nobody sees something they shouldn't. But you can reach us on email at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Twitter is @re_watchable. This post on hypeable.com or any other Buffy-centric posts, and rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. If you're joining us for the first time and you don't know about our iTunes incentive rules, just know that if you rate us 5 stars, you will get something special, and that something special is usually at my expense. And this week, if you rate us 5 stars, I will run around your house with garlic and silver daggers, because that is how Brittany thinks vampires are killed/prevented.
Very true. I read it on National Geographic.
Yes. We'll see how this goes once we actually get into Buffy and you see what happens. Okay, so a little bit of feedback before we sign off. First off is on Hypeable. This is from Daniel Stewart, who says, I love Buffy, so I will be back listening for the next show. I have listened to Veronica Mars, Atla, and Cora. Sorry I skipped Freaks and Geeks, but I was too scared of John Francis Daly's stank face meme. Okay.
What?
That was so great, mate? Remember, Danielle loved sharing that all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
I have no idea what you're talking about at all.
Me neither, and I was there.
I'll send it to you. It's fantastic.
It was his, like freaked out ugly face. Danielle loved that gif. She used it everywhere.
I really have just scrubbed that from my memory. Okay. Moving on to Twitter. Natalie, do you want to take this one from Sarah?
So Sarah says, I tried watching Buffy last year. This is Magic is Might. I tried watching Buffy last year, and now that Rewatchable is going to be covering it, I think I'll definitely give it another shot. I'm not sure. I'm curious as to what made these people give it up. Like, we've got a few comments saying similar, and I'm curious as to why they dropped out, if you know what I mean. I understand maybe, you know, with the kind of TV that people are watching these days, that going back to something older like Buffy might be a bit difficult. But if I can watch the three original Star Wars in 2015 for the first time and deal with them, I did have to put the English subtitles on because I couldn't really understand what people were saying.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know why. The sound quality was just, I don't know. I needed it to be.
It's okay. I still haven't seen them.
Oh, I'm not sure if it's worth it. There's some questionable content. Not bad. Oh my God. But what?
Nothing. Carry on.
We'll move on from Star Wars. So I'm curious as to why people dropped out, but we've got another one saying that as well. Do you want to, who's next for that one?
Selena.
So Michael Giustini says, not going to lie, I started watching Buffy 3 years ago and just stopped halfway through season 3. But now I get to watch with you guys halfway through season 3. Hmm.
You're missing the best stuff.
Hmm.
Yes.
3.
Interesting. Okay, well, I hopefully, it's exciting. You'll hopefully enjoy this rewatch, and maybe, like, if you were finding it lacking of substance, then I'm sure we can provide that for you. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope so. Caitlin, next one?
Sure. Laura Jurgensmeyer says, can't wait to listen to the Buffy episode tonight on my flight, and even more excited for Rewatchable to start Buffy. # superfan.
Yay.
Yay.
And Brittany.
We have Gertrude, who says, at Rewatchable, I've been listening since the start. Never been a newbie and won't be for Buffy. Watched Buffy and Angel chronologically in 2012. Good job. We're excited to have you back. Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite. I've always been a newbie. We have not. Even the shows that you guys did without me, I've never seen any of them. Someday. That's amazing,
because you watch so much TV, so I don't know how you managed to just miss all of these.
I don't understand it either. Someday I will be a super fan and you will all
understand.
Yeah,
what would be your number one, Kristen? What would be your number one show to do as a super fan?
Either West Wing or Smallville.
Oh, West Wing would be good.
I would kill to do either one. Like, I've watched both of them at least 3 times in their entirety. And
if you like Smallville, I think you'll like Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Smallville was like my first original crazy fandom. I love Smallville.
Kristen, did you watch Roswell?
No.
I
would love to do Roswell. Oh my God.
I would do West Wing easily as a newbie. Smallville I'd probably do as a newbie. I haven't seen either of them, though.
Both have amazing, amazing reasons to watch the show, I can promise you. They both would take a while, though, too, so.
Yeah, in 13 years, when we're done with Buffy, we will pick our next show. Kristen, why don't you get this last tweet?
Sure. Ashley says, this new rewatchable episode gave me flashbacks to the end of Veronica Mars. Bittersweet, but I'm excited to continue on with everyone for Buffy. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, we had a good time saying goodbye to Cora. Emo. It was, yeah. All right, and then we also have from House of Black, I'm very excited about Rewatchable reviewing Buffy. I've never watched it, but wanted to. Now the regular reviews will keep me going. So many of you love this show, though. Please try to keep it from being a squee fest and do some deep analysis.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, this was on our hype special, so I feel like we got all our squeeing out of the way there.
Yeah, and plus, I don't think... I mean, we're always pretty good about debating things and looking at character motivations and plot details. We're going to squee a little bit because it's Buffy and we love it, but I don't think you have anything to worry about. We're still going to do some deep analysis. All right, well, that's it for our intro episode for Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Next week, we will be reviewing Season 1, Episode 1, Welcome to the Hellmouth, and Episode 2, The Harvest. So get ready for that. I hope
there's no going back now.
Yeah, no going back.
I remember episode 1 perfectly. I cannot remember a single thing from The Harvest. I mean, I know what The Harvest is.
It's kind of a two-parter, so
I
might be
remembering both. It is a two-party. I might be just remembering the whole thing. That's true. Mm. Yeah. So, Strap in, everyone.
Yeah. And then until next time, I'm Karen.
I'm Selena.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Brittany.
And I am Kristen.
Yay.
Hi. Girl. Hi. Hi.
Sorry, we're not expecting anyone else to come in halfway through. Just right. Checking. Okay, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
I feel like that's what we should all say.
At the end of every episode.
Yeah. Done. And deal. I'll have you all know, I think I know what the grr arg is because I've watched other shows.
It's like the biggest spoiler of the whole thing.
Brittany, do you know what the grr arg is?
Listen, I have no idea what's going on.
Brittany, can we please do House on rewatch? Karen, please, House, please, can we do, please do House.
I mean, we'll put it on the list. We'll review
it. Lin-Manuel Miranda's in it.
I know. Yes. Don't. That'll get me to do it.
Please.